Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show. All right, Jackson's dad approves of the show. So, hi, Jackson's dad. He's been listening, and he chimed in with a textual, I've been told.
Alligator Alley is in between Miami and Naples.
Okay, so it does exist. I'm not crazy.
It exists.
Well, I'm crazy, but it does exist. All right.
It does exist. I didn't know. I didn't know a whole lot about that. I guess maybe I'm a fake for it.
I was going to say, are you really from Tampa?
Or yeah, come on.
You're from Montana, aren't you?
Maybe.
All right, I appreciate your dad chiming in. Nebraska football. Here's the headline I saw this morning. It wasn't some big-time article, but it was an article. All right, Big Ten football recruiting rankings for the class of 2026. And we're the only school mentioned in the headline. It just simply says Nebraska faces uphill climb. And you go, they go through and they rank everybody. Okay? And I'm going to throw it to you in a second for all, because we got a bunch of big-name guys here this week, coming Friday, coming this weekend, throughout the month of June, throughout the summer. Like, there are big-name guys that we're going after. If you freeze frame it right now, all right, they have USC ranked as number one class in the Big Ten. By the way, they're ranked number one in the entire country. They have 27 total commits. Then number two in the Big Ten, they've got Ohio State. And I'm going to shock you with this. Ohio State's number three in the country. Then you've got Oregon, number three in the Big Ten. All right, if you go to the top 10 in the country, it's interesting. Oregon, who's been a team that's been very highly rated in the country, is currently 31st in the country. So we'll see how this goes. Then you got Penn State, Washington in the Big Ten here, Michigan, Iowa, Illinois, Rutgers, UCLA, Minnesota. No, I've not mentioned Nebraska yet. Indiana, Maryland, Wisconsin, Northwestern, Purdue, Michigan State. And at 18th, they have a Nebraska.
Ah, okay.
Now, if you look at our class, we currently have four commits, one blue chip, 88.26 average per player rating. All right, now it says... And it all depends on where you look. Because if you look at their national ranking, this says we're 55th in the country. Now, if you look at 247 Sports, we're 68th in the country. So it depends on where you look. By the way, I told you during the break, I was like, I just happened to look the schools that are in front of us right now. Like a 63rd is Pitt, then Tulsa, then NC State, then Arizona, then Sacramento State is a 67. Now, that's due to the amount of commits they have. So Pitt has 5, Tulsa has 8, NC State has 5, Arizona has 5. We have 4. Sacramento State has 20 commits right now.
Oh.
So it's just volume of commits.
Okay.
Just volume of commits. Like you look at most of the schools in the top 10, USC has 27, Notre Dame has 16, Ohio State 13, Clemson 16, 18, 12, 12, 19. LSU has 9. All right, a lot of 4 and 5 stars, as you would imagine. They're 9th in the country, Louisville at 10. So if you freeze frame it right now, the article isn't misleading. There's a lot of work to be done. That is what Matt Rhule and his staff are doing. Mm-hmm. They're going after the best of the best. It may not be one of the larger classes that we have, and I think that they're okay with that. I think they know that. They want to bring in the best players that they can, even if like 13, 14, 15 players. Now, again, let's step away from the freeze frame.
Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
This is a big week. It's a big weekend. Tomorrow's a big day. The 7-on-7 tournament. You got the big month of June. You got the big summer. And by the way, National Signing Day is not till December. So we're going to be okay here. But look, talk to me about some of the highly ranked guys, the amount of them, who they are that are going to be in soon.
All right, so CJ Bronow, who's a safety, already committed to Nebraska, coming from my neck of the woods over there in Windermere, Florida. 26.
Is that next to Alligator Alley? Do we need to text your dad?
No. Windermere's Orlando area, suburb of Orlando. So
you're looking at me like I have any idea what you're talking about. I know where Orlando is. I can see a map. But
Central.
Oh, okay, all right.
Central Florida. There we go.
Proceed, my friend.
Kelvin Obot, the offensive tackle, coming out of Idaho.
Yep.
Brian Bonner, running back from California. Cameron Hamiel, hopefully I'm saying that right, cornerback from Arizona. Cameron Wilson, defensive line, who's currently a Syracuse commit, will be in from Miami. We already touched on Tay Ellis, who has moved his visit, like you mentioned. Cason Thomas, edge rusher, coming out of Sioux City over there in Iowa. Ryan Merritt, an interior offensive lineman, coming out of Miami as well. Hayden Ainsworth, another interior O-line guy, coming out of Biloxi, Mississippi.
I like Mississippi, though. That works.
Yeah, there we go. Rex Waterman, an O-tackle, coming out of Chandler, Arizona, which is formerly Dylan Ayala's high school. Mark Matthews, offensive tackle, Fort Lauderdale. DeVay Williams, corner, coming out of California. And Ahmad Hudson, who's one of the top, he might be the top tight end in the 27 class, but definitely one of the top tight ends ranked-wise in the class of 27 class, coming out of Louisiana. And then some more offensive linemen, some corners. You can see that there's a really growing theme here. And then obviously the man himself, quarterback commit, Mr. Trey Taylor, is on campus.
So this first of its kind, 7-on-7 tournament, the Battle at the Boneyard, June 6th, which is, I believe it's tomorrow. Okay.
Yeah, tomorrow night.
It's a revolutionary thing because Matt Rhule's taken a whole new approach to this. So he had to do some new things that have never been done before. And that's how he's going to get. And let me speak slowly because I have a tendency to talk fast. 40 to 50 four and five star players on campus here in Lincoln. If you're going to take the swing for the fences type approach, you better bring a big bat to the plate. And that's what Matt Rhule's doing.
Yeah. No, I'm excited. I don't know if you're going to be there tomorrow night, but I will make plans to be down there in Memorial Stadium tomorrow night.
Yeah, big time recruiting updates will be coming throughout the month of June. We'll see how this all unfolds. All right. When December rolls around, hopefully we've all got smiles on our faces. I'm pretty optimistic, ladies and gentlemen. Have a glorious day. Until next time, go Big Red Nose. Remember to throw the bones.